The blank canvas stares back at you. The cursor blinks on an empty screen. The guitar sits untouched in the corner of the room. You want to create something extraordinary, something that will inspire or move others, but doubt whispers in your ear. What if it's not good enough? What if I can't even begin? These moments of creative struggle are all too familiar, even to the most talented and experienced creators. Imagine a painter overwhelmed by the sheer possibilities of the first stroke, a writer paralyzed by fear of judgment, or a musician weighed down by the pressure to outperform their last piece. Creativity, while beautiful, can often feel like a battle, one where the greatest challenge lies not in the work itself, but within the mind. But what if you could approach creativity differently? What if, instead of battling doubt and frustration, you could harness the power of ancient wisdom to find clarity, focus, and freedom in the creative process? This is where Stoicism, a philosophy rooted in virtue, reason, and resilience, can transform how you think about creating. In this episode, we'll explore 10 Stoic secrets that can help unleash your creative genius. Whether you're a writer, artist, entrepreneur, or simply someone seeking to think more innovatively, these timeless principles will guide you through the obstacles of self-doubt, perfectionism, and fear. Let's begin with the foundation of creativity, understanding the challenges and how Stoicism can help us overcome them. 1. The creative struggle, understanding the challenges. Creativity is often romanticized as a mystical process, an effortless flow of inspiration and ideas. But for anyone who's ever tried to create, the reality is much more complicated. The blank page can feel daunting. Doubts creep in, whispering that your work won't measure up. Frustration builds when progress is slow, or when the final result doesn't match your vision. And then there's the ever-present fear of failure, of putting yourself out there only to face criticism or rejection. These challenges aren't just obstacles. They can feel like insurmountable walls. Creativity requires vulnerability, and vulnerability invites fear. Whether you're a painter struggling to bring a concept to life, a writer grappling with an elusive plot, or an entrepreneur stuck in a loop of indecision, the battle often isn't with the work itself, but with the mind. David Hume, a philosopher of a different era, famously said, "A wise man proportions his belief to the evidence." Yet in moments of creative struggle, the evidence often skews towards self-doubt. What if I'm not good enough? What if no one cares? This mental chatter clouds judgment and stifles the flow of ideas. The Stoics understood these mental battles long before creative blocks became a term. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment." In other words, the barriers to creativity are often self-imposed. The fear of failure, the frustration of slow progress, the desire for perfection. These are constructs of the mind, not the reality of the creative process. Understanding these challenges is the first step to overcoming them. Start by acknowledging that self-doubt, frustration, and fear are normal parts of creativity. They don't mean you're untalented or doomed to fail. They simply mean you're human. Creativity thrives not in the absence of these feelings, but in learning to navigate them. One of the most common challenges is the fear of starting. The blank canvas or screen can feel like a mirror reflecting all your insecurities. To combat this, adopt the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control. You can't guarantee that your work will be a masterpiece, but you can control the act of beginning. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Do every act of your life as though it were the last act of your life. Start small, take one step, and let the momentum build. Frustration is another frequent companion in the creative process. The idea in your head rarely translates perfectly onto the page, stage, or screen. Instead of resisting this frustration, embrace it as part of the journey. Seneca wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." Frustration isn't a sign of failure. It's proof that you're pushing yourself and striving for something greater. Fear of failure often looms largest. It's the voice that says, "Don't bother, it's not worth the risk." But the Stoics teach that failure isn't something to avoid. It's a necessary step on the path to mastery. Epictetus said, "He who is not thrown by setbacks will endure, but he who fears them is already defeated." Embrace the possibility of failure as a learning experience. Every misstep teaches you something valuable and brings you closer to success. Lastly, remember that creative struggles aren't unique to you. Every artist, writer, and creator has faced doubt, frustration, and fear. What separates those who succeed from those who give up is resilience, the ability to keep going despite the challenges. Creativity isn't about perfection, it's about persistence. Ask yourself, what's holding me back right now? Is it fear, frustration, or doubt? How can I take one small step to move forward? By identifying the mental barriers you face and reframing them as opportunities for growth, you can transform the creative struggle into a powerful source of inspiration. As the Stoics remind us, it's not the challenges we face, but how we respond to them that defines our success. 2. What Stoicism can teach creatives. Creativity often feels like a chaotic process, fluctuating between bursts of inspiration and moments of doubt, frustration, or outright mental blocks. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, as though the creative journey is completely out of your control. But this is precisely where Stoicism, with its emphasis on reason, resilience, and clarity, becomes a powerful tool for creators. The philosophy offers timeless wisdom to help you navigate creative challenges and find balance amidst the unpredictability of the process. At its core, Stoicism is about living in harmony with virtue, reason, and nature. For a creative, this translates into aligning your work with your values, embracing challenges with a clear mind, and focusing on what you can control. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Creativity isn't about controlling outcomes or ensuring that every project is a success. It's about showing up, doing the work, and letting go of what's beyond your control. One of the most significant lessons Stoicism teaches creatives is emotional control. Emotions like fear, self-doubt, and frustration can derail your progress if left unchecked. Epictetus advised, "Don't let the force of an impression when it first hits you knock you off your feet. Just say to it, 'Hold on a moment. Let me see who you are and what you represent. Let me put you to the test.'" This practice of pausing to evaluate your emotions is invaluable in the creative process. Instead of letting frustration over a stalled idea or fear of failure consume you, step back, observe the emotion, and choose a thoughtful response. Stoicism also emphasizes focusing on what is within your power, a principle that can transform how you approach creativity. As a creator, you can't control how your work will be received or whether it will succeed commercially. You can, however, control the effort you put into your craft, the time you dedicate to honing your skills, and the consistency with which you show up. By directing your energy toward these controllable aspects, You free yourself from the anxiety of external validation and concentrate on what truly matters, the process. Another Stoic principle, memento mori, remember that you will die, might seem morbid at first glance, but it's a profound motivator for creatives. The idea isn't to dwell on death, but to use it as a reminder to prioritize what's important. Marcus Aurelius reflected, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." For creators, this means making the most of your time and using your talents to produce meaningful work, rather than procrastinating or getting bogged down by perfectionism. Resilience, a cornerstone of Stoicism, is equally essential for creatives. The path of creativity is rarely smooth. There will be rejections, failures, and moments when inspiration feels out of reach. Seneca's words remind us, "A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials." Every setback you encounter is an opportunity to grow stronger and refine your craft. Instead of fearing failure, embrace it as a necessary step on the journey to mastery. Finally, Stoicism teaches the value of presence and mindfulness. Creativity thrives when you're fully immersed in the moment, free from distractions and mental clutter. The Stoics believed in focusing on the task at hand with undivided attention. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions." This principle encourages you to approach your creative work with intention and discipline, allowing ideas to flow naturally. Ask yourself, "How can I apply Stoic principles to my creative process? What emotions or external factors am I allowing to distract me from my work?" By incorporating Stoic wisdom into your approach to creativity, you'll find greater clarity, resilience, and focus. Creativity isn't about controlling everything, it's about mastering yourself and the process. When you align with these principles, you unlock the potential to create with purpose, passion, and freedom. 3. The connection between calm and creativity. Creativity flourishes in a calm mind. When your thoughts are scattered, anxiety takes over, or distractions pile up, your creative energy is stifled. The Stoics understood that tranquility isn't just a luxury. It's a necessity for clarity, focus, and meaningful action. For creatives, achieving inner calm can be the difference between struggling with ideas and unlocking your full creative potential. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You can be happy if you know this. Some things are within your control and some things are not." This principle is the foundation of a calm mind. When you stop wasting energy on things you can't control, like the opinions of others, external pressures, or even fleeting emotions, you free yourself to focus on what truly matters, your craft. Why is calmness so essential for creativity? When your mind is calm, you're able to see ideas more clearly, make connections between them, and explore possibilities without the interference of stress or self-doubt. Anxiety, on the other hand, narrows your focus, causing you to fixate on fears or perceived limitations rather than solutions or opportunities. One of the most effective Stoic tools for cultivating calm is mindfulness, the practice of being fully present in the moment. Creativity thrives when you're immersed in the process, whether you're sketching a design, brainstorming ideas, or refining a piece of writing. Seneca said, "He who is everywhere is nowhere." By focusing on the task at hand and letting go of distractions, you allow your mind to enter a state of flow, where ideas come naturally and effortlessly. Another Stoic practice that promotes calm is reframing challenges. When faced with a creative block or frustrating setback, it's easy to let stress take over. Instead, apply the Stoic principle of amor fati, loving what happens. This doesn't mean you have to enjoy difficulties, but you can accept them as part of the process. Marcus Aurelius advised, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." A creative block, for example, isn't the end of the road. It's an opportunity to explore a new approach or dig deeper into your work. Reducing external distractions is also key to fostering calm and creativity. In today's world, constant notifications, deadlines, and noise compete for your attention. Create a space for your creativity that minimizes these distractions. A quiet room, a designated time free from interruptions, or even a simple ritual to signal that it's time to focus. This intentional separation from chaos allows your mind to settle and your ideas to flourish. Meditation is another tool that aligns with Stoic teachings and benefits creatives. Epictetus said, "Keep your attention focused entirely on what is truly your own concern, and be clear that what belongs to others is their business and none of yours." Meditating for even a few minutes a day can help you practice this focus, calm your racing thoughts, and create mental space for inspiration. Physical calmness contributes to mental clarity as well. Pay attention to your physical state. Tight shoulders, shallow breathing, or restlessness can indicate stress. Take a moment to relax your body, stretch, or practice deep breathing. These simple actions not only reduce tension, but also signal to your brain that it's safe to create and explore. Lastly, remember that calmness is a skill that improves with practice. The Stoics didn't view tranquility as something you achieve once and keep forever. It's a daily commitment. Start small by incorporating moments of calm into your creative routine. Take a few deep breaths before beginning a project. Reflect on your intentions for the day, or pause to reset when frustration arises. Ask yourself, how can I create more calm in my creative process? What distractions or stresses can I let go of to focus more fully on my work? By embracing Stoic principles and cultivating inner peace, you'll find that creativity flows more freely and your ideas take shape with greater clarity and purpose. Calmness isn't the absence of challenges. It's the mindset that allows you to navigate them with confidence and creativity. Fourth, accepting what you can't control in creativity. One of the most liberating lessons from Stoicism is the art of letting go, accepting what is beyond your control. For creatives, this principle is transformative. The creative process is filled with uncertainties. How your work will be received, whether inspiration will strike, or if a project will meet your expectations. Clinging to these uncontrollable factors often leads to anxiety, frustration, and even burnout. But when you let go of what you can't control and focus on what you can, you unlock freedom and clarity. Epictetus famously said, "Some things are up to us, and some things are not." This simple truth is the cornerstone of Stoic thought and applies directly to creativity. You can't control how an audience will react to your work, but you can control the effort you put into it. You can't guarantee success, but you can commit to showing up every day and refining your craft. By shifting your focus to the controllable, you free yourself from unnecessary worry and give your best to the process. In creativity, one of the greatest sources of frustration is the need for external validation. Whether it's seeking approval from peers, chasing likes on social media, or obsessing over sales numbers, relying on others' opinions for your sense of worth, is a recipe for disappointment. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinion than our own. Instead of seeking validation, create because it aligns with your values, passions, and goals. Let your work be an expression of who you are, not a reaction to what others expect." Another common trap for creatives is fearing criticism or rejection. These are inevitable parts of the creative journey, yet they often hold people back from sharing their work or taking risks. The Stoics remind us that we can't control others' judgments, only our response to them. Seneca wrote, "You have been put in charge of yourself. No one can harm you without your consent." Criticism isn't a reflection of your worth. It's simply someone else's perspective. Use it as a tool for growth and let go of the rest. The need to control outcomes is another obstacle in the creative process. You might have a clear vision of how a project should turn out, only to feel frustrated when the result doesn't match your expectations. The Stoic principle of amor fati, or love of fate, teaches us to embrace outcomes, whether they align with our plans or not. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Receive without pride, let go without attachment." Creativity is an unpredictable process, and often unexpected results lead to new insights or directions. By accepting what unfolds, you remain open to possibility and innovation. Practical strategies can help you apply this principle. Start by identifying what's within your control in your creative process. For example, you can control your effort, your consistency, and your willingness to learn. Focus on these aspects and let go of the rest. If you're working on a project, remind yourself that the outcome isn't entirely in your hands. What you can control is the quality of your input. Another approach is to develop a mantra or affirmation that reinforces this mindset. Repeat phrases like, "I focus on what I can do today," or "I release what's beyond my control." These reminders can ground you when doubts or frustrations arise. Visualization is also a powerful tool. Imagine yourself completing a project with full effort, regardless of the result. Picture how you'll feel knowing you gave it your best, even if the reception isn't as you hoped. This practice helps you detach from the outcome and focus on the joy of creating. Finally, celebrate progress over perfection. Every small step you take, whether it's drafting a new idea, experimenting with a technique, or finishing a project, is a victory. By shifting your focus from the final product to the process itself, you create with greater freedom and satisfaction. Ask yourself, am I clinging to factors I can't control, or am I focusing on what's within my power? How can I let go of the need for validation and outcomes? The Stoics remind us that acceptance isn't about giving up, it's about redirecting your energy to where it matters most. By embracing this principle, you can navigate the creative process with resilience, clarity, and a sense of peace. 5. Cultivating resilience through Stoic philosophy. Resilience is the backbone of creativity. Whether it's bouncing back from rejection, persevering through creative blocks, or finding the strength to keep going after a failure, resilience allows you to face challenges without losing your momentum. David Goggins calls resilience the ability to stay in the fight, while the Stoics see it as the practice of enduring hardship with grace and strength. For creatives, cultivating resilience is about seeing every setback as an opportunity to grow stronger. Creative pursuits are often riddled with obstacles. A manuscript rejected by publishers, an art piece that doesn't resonate, or a performance met with criticism. These moments can feel deeply personal, even discouraging. But as Marcus Aurelius reminds us, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. The Stoics teach that while we can't control external circumstances, we can control how we respond to them. Resilience begins with this mindset shift. The first step to cultivating resilience is reframing failure. In the Stoic view, failure is not an end, it's feedback. Epictetus said, "Difficulties are things that show a person what they are." Every rejection, every creative block, every misstep is a chance to learn something new about your craft or yourself. When you stop seeing failure as a verdict on your talent and start seeing it as a teacher, you strip it of its power to discourage you. Another critical element of resilience is persistence. Creative success rarely comes quickly. It's often the result of years of consistent effort. Seneca wrote, "To bear trials with a calm mind robs misfortune of its strength and burden." Resilience doesn't mean you won't feel frustration or doubt. It means you don't let those feelings stop you. Show up every day, even when it feels difficult, and trust that your effort will pay off over time. Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of preparing for adversity. The practice of premeditatio malorum, or premeditation of evils, involves imagining potential challenges and visualizing how you'll handle them. For example, if you're preparing to pitch a project, think through the possibility of rejection. How will you respond constructively? By mentally rehearsing these scenarios, you build the emotional resilience to face them with confidence. Journaling is a powerful Stoic tool for building resilience. Writing about your challenges, feelings, and reactions helps you process them and gain perspective. When you experience a creative setback, use journaling to reflect. What went wrong? What did I learn? How can I improve next time? This practice turns obstacles into stepping stones for growth. Resilience also requires managing your emotions. It's natural to feel upset when things don't go as planned, but dwelling on those emotions can drain your energy. Marcus Aurelius advised, "You have to assemble your life yourself, action by action." Instead of fixating on what went wrong, focus on the next step you can take. This forward-thinking approach keeps you moving despite setbacks. A supportive community can also bolster resilience. Surround yourself with people who understand your creative journey and encourage you to keep going. Share your challenges with trusted mentors or peers. They may offer insights or simply remind you that you're not alone. The Stoics believed in the importance of relationships that uplift and strengthen us. As Seneca wrote, "Associate with people who are likely to improve you." Lastly, celebrate your small victories. Resilience isn't just about enduring hardship, it's about recognizing your progress along the way. Each time you overcome a challenge, no matter how minor, you build confidence in your ability to handle the next one. These moments reinforce your resilience and remind you of your growth. Ask yourself, how do I currently respond to creative setbacks? What practices can I adopt to strengthen my resilience? The Stoics and modern thinkers alike agree that resilience isn't a trait you're born with. It's a skill you can develop. By embracing challenges, reframing failure, and staying persistent, you'll cultivate the resilience needed to thrive in your creative journey. No setback is too great when you have the strength to rise again. 6. Stoic practices for creative inspiration. Creativity isn't always about waiting for a lightning bolt of inspiration. It's about cultivating habits and practices that clear mental clutter, spark fresh ideas, and keep your creative energy flowing. The Stoics, known for their disciplined approach to life, offer practical tools that align perfectly with the creative process. These practices help creatives stay grounded, overcome blocks, and unlock their full potential. 1. Journaling for clarity. One of the most effective Stoic practices for inspiration is journaling. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations is essentially a journal, a private space where he reflected on his thoughts, challenges, and principles. For creatives, journaling serves as a way to declutter the mind and make space for new ideas. When you're stuck or overwhelmed, try writing down your thoughts. Ask yourself questions like, "What's holding me back? What do I want to express? What steps can I take today to move forward?" Journaling isn't about creating perfect prose. It's about getting your ideas out of your head and onto paper. By doing so, you gain clarity and often uncover insights that were hidden beneath the surface. 2. Meditation for mental space. The Stoics valued mindfulness long before it became a buzzword. Epictetus said, "Keep your attention focused entirely on what is truly your own concern, and be clear that what belongs to others is their business and none of yours." Meditation helps creatives quiet the noise of external distractions and reconnect with their inner thoughts. Spend just 5 to 10 minutes each day practicing mindfulness. Sit quietly, focus on your breath, and let go of any judgments or worries. This simple practice calms the mind and opens the door to creative insights. When you're stuck on a problem or searching for inspiration, meditation can help you approach it with a fresh perspective. 3. Visualization for focus. The Stoics often used visualization to prepare for challenges, and creatives can apply this technique to their projects. Before starting a new piece of work, spend a few minutes visualizing the process and the outcome. Imagine yourself immersed in the creative flow, overcoming obstacles, and bringing your vision to life. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Begin each day by telling yourself what you'll face and how you'll respond." For creatives, this might mean imagining potential challenges, like self-doubt or technical difficulties, and mentally rehearsing how you'll navigate them. Visualization not only enhances focus, but also builds confidence in your ability to bring your ideas to fruition. 4. Embracing reflection. Reflection is another key Stoic practice. At the end of each day or creative session, take a moment to review your progress. What went well? What could you improve? Seneca wrote, "When the light has been removed and my wife has fallen silent, I examine my entire day and measure what I have done and said." For creatives, reflection helps you track your growth, identify patterns, and refine your process. It's not about dwelling on mistakes, but learning from them. By regularly reflecting on your work, you create a feedback loop that fosters continuous improvement. 5. Practicing gratitude. Gratitude might not seem like a direct source of inspiration, but it shifts your mindset in powerful ways. When you're frustrated or stuck, pausing to appreciate your skills, opportunities, and past successes can reignite your creative energy. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love. Start or end your day by writing down 3 things you're grateful for in your creative journey. This practice helps you focus on the positives rather than fixating on setbacks, allowing inspiration to flow more freely." 6. Voluntary discomfort for growth. The Stoics believed that discomfort fosters growth. Epictetus encouraged practicing voluntary discomfort to build resilience. For creatives, this might mean trying something outside your comfort zone, like experimenting with a new medium, collaborating with others, or tackling a challenging project. Discomfort sparks innovation and forces you to think differently. When you embrace it, You break free from routine patterns and discover new creative possibilities. Ask yourself, which of these practices can I integrate into my routine today? How can I use Stoic principles to unlock my creative potential? By adopting these tools, you'll not only overcome blocks, but also create with greater clarity, focus, and purpose. Creativity thrives on discipline and reflection, both hallmarks of Stoic philosophy. Let these practices guide you toward your next great idea. 7. Embracing discomfort as a creative catalyst. Discomfort is often seen as something to avoid, a roadblock that halts progress. But for creatives, discomfort is a powerful catalyst for growth, innovation, and mastery. The Stoics understood this well, emphasizing the importance of embracing challenges and finding opportunities within adversity. For anyone seeking to unleash their creative genius, learning to work through discomfort is not optional. It's essential. The Stoic principle of amor fati, or love of fate, teaches us to accept and even embrace the difficulties we encounter. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "A blazing fire makes flame and brightness out of everything that is thrown into it." For creatives, this means using discomfort as fuel to sharpen your skills, refine your ideas, and push boundaries. Why is discomfort so valuable in the creative process? Because it forces you out of your comfort zone, where growth rarely occurs. When you challenge yourself with a new technique, take on an ambitious project, or tackle a topic that scares you, you stretch your abilities and expand your creative potential. Discomfort often accompanies these moments, but it's a sign that you're pushing into new territory. One way to embrace discomfort is to reframe how you perceive it. Instead of viewing challenges as obstacles, see them as opportunities to learn and grow. For example, if you're struggling to complete a project, ask yourself, "What is this experience teaching me? How can I use this difficulty to improve my skills or mindset?" By shifting your perspective, you turn discomfort into a tool for progress rather than a source of frustration. Another Stoic practice that applies here is voluntary hardship. The Stoics believed in intentionally exposing themselves to discomfort to build resilience and prepare for life's challenges. Seneca wrote, "Set aside a certain number of days during which you shall be content with the scantiest and cheapest fare, with coarse and rough dress, saying to yourself the while, 'Is this the condition that I feared?'" For creatives, this might mean deliberately stepping into unfamiliar creative processes or genres, knowing that the experience will sharpen your abilities. Experimentation is a practical way to embrace discomfort in your creative work. Try a new medium, explore a style outside your usual repertoire, or collaborate with someone whose approach differs from yours. These experiments may feel awkward or even intimidating at first, but they open the door to fresh ideas and unexpected breakthroughs. Discomfort also arises when you face criticism or rejection, a common experience for creatives. The Stoics remind us that we can't control others' opinions, only our response to them. Epictetus said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Instead of fearing criticism, view it as an opportunity to refine your work. What can you learn from the feedback? How can it guide you toward improvement? By embracing discomfort in the form of constructive criticism, you strengthen both your resilience and your craft. Time pressure and deadlines are another form of discomfort that can spark creativity. Many great works have emerged from the constraints of limited time or resources. Use these pressures as motivation to focus and prioritize, rather than as excuses to feel overwhelmed. Marcus Aurelius advised, You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. Constraints often force us to innovate, leading to solutions and ideas we might not have discovered otherwise. Reflection is key to turning discomfort into a creative catalyst. After completing a challenging project or navigating a difficult situation, take time to evaluate what you've gained from the experience. Did the discomfort lead to growth, new skills, or a fresh perspective? By reflecting, you reinforce the value of discomfort and become more willing to embrace it in the future. Finally, remind yourself that discomfort is temporary, but the rewards it brings are lasting. The fear or frustration you feel in the moment will fade, but the skills, resilience, and breakthroughs you gain will remain. Ask yourself, what discomfort am I avoiding, and how can I use it to fuel my creative growth? The Stoics teach us that the fire of discomfort doesn't burn us, it refines us. For creatives, embracing discomfort is the key to unlocking your full potential and creating work that truly resonates. 8. Shifting focus from perfection to progress. The pursuit of perfection is a trap that many creatives fall into. You want your work to be flawless, to live up to your vision, and to impress others. But this obsession with perfection often leads to frustration, procrastination, and even abandoning projects altogether. Stoicism offers a refreshing perspective. Value progress over perfection. By shifting your focus, you free yourself from the paralyzing need to create perfect work and instead embrace the joy of consistent improvement. The Stoics believed that excellence comes not from achieving perfection, but from making steady progress. Seneca wrote, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult." In the creative process, daring to take the first step, even if it's imperfect, is what sets progress in motion. Waiting for perfection often means waiting forever. One of the reasons perfectionism is so harmful is that it creates unrealistic expectations. You may compare your initial efforts to the polished work of others, forgetting that their finished product is the result of countless iterations and failures. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "Don't be ashamed of needing help. You have a duty to fulfill just like a soldier on the wall of battle. Your duty as a creative is to show up, take action, and let progress build over time." The first step to shifting your focus is accepting that imperfection is part of the process. Every masterpiece begins with a rough draft, every symphony with a few disjointed notes. The key is to start and trust that refinement will come later. When you're tempted to stall because your work isn't good enough, remind yourself that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Another Stoic principle that combats perfectionism is detachment from outcomes. Epictetus said, "Keep your will in line with events as they happen. Accept what is given." Instead of fixating on creating the perfect piece of work, focus on the effort and intention you bring to it. What can you control today? Your time, your practice, and your dedication. These are the building blocks of meaningful progress. Adopting a growth mindset also helps shift your perspective. Instead of seeing imperfections as failures, view them as opportunities to learn and improve. Each mistake teaches you something valuable, whether it's a technique to refine or an idea to explore further. Ask yourself, what did I learn from this effort? And how can I apply it moving forward? Setting smaller, achievable goals can also reduce the pressure of perfectionism. If you're working on a novel, focus on completing one chapter rather than perfecting the entire book. If you're painting, aim to finish a rough draft rather than obsessing over every detail. These smaller milestones keep you motivated and make the larger goal feel less overwhelming. The Stoics also emphasize the value of consistent effort. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it, and this you have the power to revoke at any moment." Consistency matters more than perfection. A small, imperfect effort repeated daily will yield far greater results than waiting for the perfect moment or idea to strike. Reflection is another powerful tool. At the end of each creative session, take a moment to acknowledge what you accomplished. Instead of criticizing what's unfinished or imperfect, celebrate the progress you made. This practice reinforces the habit of focusing on growth rather than flawlessness. Lastly, remember that perfection is subjective. What feels imperfect to you might resonate deeply with someone else. Creativity is not about meeting an impossible standard. It's about expressing your unique perspective and connecting with others. By letting go of perfectionism, you allow your authentic voice to shine through. Ask yourself, am I focusing on progress or am I stuck chasing perfection? How can I take one step today to move forward, even if it's imperfect? The Stoics remind us that the journey, not the destination, is where growth and fulfillment lie. Embrace the beauty of progress, and you'll find that your creative potential expands far beyond the limits of perfection. 9. The role of gratitude in the creative process. Creativity is a gift, but in the pursuit of excellence, it's easy to lose sight of what you already have. Frustration, self-doubt, and comparison can cloud your perspective, making you feel like you're falling short. This is where gratitude becomes a powerful tool, not just for shifting your mindset, but for unlocking deeper inspiration and joy in your creative journey. The Stoics believed in the transformative power of gratitude, and for creatives, it's a practice that can reframe challenges and fuel growth. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love." For a creative, this privilege extends to the ability to imagine, to express, and to contribute something unique to the world. Gratitude grounds you in the present moment, helping you focus on the opportunities you have rather than the obstacles in your way. One of the most common barriers in the creative process is frustration. When ideas don't flow, when progress feels slow, or when results don't match your expectations, gratitude allows you to shift your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant. Instead of fixating on the challenges, you can appreciate the tools, skills, and inspiration you already possess. For example, if you're struggling with a project, pause to acknowledge the privilege of having the time and resources to create. This perspective doesn't eliminate difficulties, but it makes them feel more manageable. Another way gratitude enhances creativity is by reducing the weight of comparison. In a world where it's easy to measure your work against others, gratitude helps you focus on your unique journey. Seneca advised, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." Instead of envying another person's success, practice gratitude for your own progress and potential. Recognize that your creative path is yours alone, and that every step, no matter how small, is meaningful. Gratitude also fosters resilience in the face of setbacks. When rejection or failure strikes, it's natural to feel disheartened. But the Stoics teach us to reframe adversity as an opportunity for growth. Epictetus said, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." In creative terms, this means appreciating the lessons that challenges bring. A failed project might teach you new techniques or reveal an idea you hadn't considered. Gratitude helps you see these moments as stepping stones rather than roadblocks. Practicing gratitude doesn't have to be time-consuming. Start with simple daily reflections. At the end of each creative session, ask yourself, what went well today? What resources or opportunities am I grateful for? What skills have I developed through this process? Writing these reflections in a journal reinforces the habit of gratitude and helps you maintain a positive outlook. Another practice is to express gratitude for your creative process itself. The Stoics believed in honoring what is within your control, and your creative effort is entirely yours. Whether your work is praised, criticized, or ignored, the act of creating is an achievement in itself. Take a moment to thank yourself for showing up, for trying, and for continuing to grow. Gratitude can also be a source of inspiration. By focusing on what you're thankful for, you often uncover ideas and themes to explore in your work. For example, reflecting on meaningful relationships, memorable experiences, or even personal struggles can spark creative expression. These moments of gratitude connect you to your authentic voice, enriching your art with depth and sincerity. Lastly, share your gratitude with others. Whether it's thanking a mentor who guided you, acknowledging a peer who inspired you, or expressing appreciation to an audience who supports your work, gratitude strengthens connections and builds a supportive creative community. The Stoics valued mutual respect and generosity, believing that gratitude fosters harmony and growth. Ask yourself, am I focusing on what I lack, or am I appreciating what I have? How can gratitude shift my perspective today? The creative process isn't just about producing work, it's about appreciating the journey. By cultivating gratitude, you find joy in the act of creating, resilience in the face of challenges, and inspiration in the everyday. As the Stoics teach, true wealth lies not in what you achieve, but in the gratitude you hold for the opportunities along the way. 10. Achieving creative freedom with a Stoic mindset. True creative freedom isn't about having endless time, resources, or opportunities. It's about liberating your mind from the barriers that hold you back. Fear of judgment, perfectionism, procrastination, and self-doubt can weigh heavily on your ability to create. A Stoic mindset, with its emphasis on self-mastery, detachment from external validation, and focus on the present, provides the tools to break free from these constraints and fully express your creative potential. The Stoics believed that freedom begins in the mind. Epictetus taught, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control." For creatives, this means letting go of the outcomes you can't dictate, whether your work will be praised, sold, or even understood, and focusing instead on the effort and intention you bring to the process. When you free yourself from the need for external approval, you unlock the joy of creating for its own sake. One of the greatest barriers to creative freedom is the fear of failure. The Stoics remind us that failure isn't something to be feared, but embraced. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." By reframing failure as a necessary part of growth, you allow yourself the freedom to experiment, take risks, and explore without the weight of perfectionism. Each misstep becomes a lesson, bringing you closer to mastery. Another key to creative freedom is detaching from comparisons. In today's hyper-connected world, it's easy to measure your work against others and feel inadequate. The Stoics advise focusing on your own path. Seneca said, No man is more unhappy than he who never faces adversity, for he is not permitted to prove himself. Instead of looking outward, look inward. What unique perspective do you bring? What drives your creative vision? By grounding yourself in your values, you free yourself from the pressure to conform or compete. Time is another constraint that often stifles creativity. We tell ourselves, "I'll create when I have more time," only to find that the perfect moment never comes. The Stoics remind us that time is fleeting and should be used wisely. Marcus Aurelius urged, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." For creatives, this translates to prioritizing your craft, even in small, consistent increments. Instead of waiting for ideal conditions, use the time you have now to create, no matter how limited it may seem. Procrastination is another common hurdle to creative freedom. The Stoics emphasized action as a remedy for stagnation. Epictetus advised, "First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Start with small, achievable tasks that build momentum. Whether it's sketching an idea, drafting a paragraph, or experimenting with a melody, taking action, however imperfect, frees you from the paralysis of overthinking. Stoic principles also teach the importance of presence. Creativity thrives when you're fully engaged in the moment, unburdened by worries about the past or future. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Confine yourself to the present. When you focus entirely on the task at hand, you enter a state of flow where ideas come naturally and time seems to disappear. Practice mindfulness as you create. Feel the texture of the paintbrush, hear the rhythm of the words, or sense the movement of your hands on an instrument. Presence transforms the act of creating into an experience of freedom and joy." Lastly, true creative freedom comes from embracing the process over the product. The Stoics believed in finding fulfillment in the effort itself, regardless of the outcome. Marcus Aurelius observed, "The fruit of this life is a good character and acts for the common good." For creatives, the fruit of your work isn't just the finished piece. It's the growth, insight, and satisfaction you gain along the way. By focusing on the process, you release yourself from the pressure to achieve a specific result and rediscover the pure pleasure of creating. Ask yourself, "What mental barriers are limiting my creativity? How can I use Stoic principles to free myself from these constraints?" Creative freedom isn't about eliminating challenges. It's about mastering your response to them. With a Stoic mindset, you can let go of fear, embrace imperfection, and create with confidence and authenticity. This is the path to unlocking your true creative genius. Creativity is one of the most profound expressions of the human spirit, but it often feels like a battle against doubt, fear, and external pressures. What we've uncovered today, through the lens of Stoicism, is that the real battle isn't with the outside world, it's within us. By adopting a Stoic mindset, we can overcome these internal barriers, embrace challenges, and unlock our full creative potential. Whether it's learning to let go of what you can't control, finding inspiration in moments of discomfort, or shifting your focus from perfection to progress, Stoic principles provide timeless tools for navigating the creative journey. Creativity isn't about achieving flawless results. It's about growth, resilience, and the courage to share your unique perspective with the world. As we wrap up, remember this. Creativity thrives not in a state of ease, but in the willingness to explore, experiment, and endure. The Stoics remind us that every obstacle is an opportunity and every challenge a chance to refine our craft and character. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and creative empowerment. If this episode resonated with you, Don't forget to share it with someone who might need a spark of inspiration. Together, let's continue to create, grow, and make a difference. Until next time, keep creating, keep growing, and remember, the true genius lies not in the final masterpiece, but in the journey of becoming. Stay inspired. You've got this.